Must be nighttime there, Mishkafayim.
I'm not in Mishkafayim, so.
In Hawaii. Okay, we think Nachum is there. We're not sure. Oh,
going in and out of video is. It's gonna.
Where are you? In someone's kitchen there.
I'm in someone's kitchen as we are doing a little shibutzim in the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Let's make a start straight away. We began a sugya last time, right at the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin on the base, and let's see the Gemara again. We're on the third bottom line of the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Third bottom line. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, cotton pireach mezamnin olav. Now, what does a cotton pireach mean? What is a cotton pireach? So we know that the word pireach literally means to grow or to sprout. So Rashi, have a look at the very bottom Rashi on the Omud. Cotton pireach, Rashi says, shehevi simonim, but veloi bo bichlal shinov, shonov. So he has the simonim of shtei sairos, but he is not yet 13 years old. So Rashi learns, and this is very, very important to note, because we're going to see in a minute Tosfos learns differently. According to Rashi, we are talking about a boy who is not yet 13 years old.
You froze there for a couple seconds.
I froze?
You froze. It's winter time.
It is winter time. Yes. So Rashi says we're clearly talking about where he has not yet come of age. He has, however, produced shtei simonim. So according to Rashi, this is the sugya. Tosfos learns differently, but very important to note. According to Rashi, he is not yet 13 years old, but he has produced shtei simonim. And the Gemara is telling us that mezamnin olav. You may incorporate him in a zimun. Now, says the Gemara, Tof nun hei, Tanya nami hochi. So too we have learned in a brisa, it says, Kotten shehevi shtei sairos, a child who has produced shtei sairos mezamnin olov, can be incorporated in a zimun. Vesheloi hevi shtei sairos, ein mezamnin olov. If, however, he has not produced shtei sairos, then indeed he cannot be incorporated in a zimun. And then the Braisa concludes by saying, "Ve'ein medaktekin b'kotten," and we are not particular with regard to a cotton. Now, what does that mean? We're not particular, says the Gemara. What does that mean? Ha gufa kashya. The Braisa is inherently difficult. Why? Because Omart, you said on the one hand, Omrit. Hevi shtei sairos in loy hevi loy. On the one hand, you told me it's all dependent on whether or not he's produced shtei sairos. V'hodar toni. Then you go and tell me that in medaktekin b'kotten, that we're not actually particular about a cotton at all. So are we particular about shtei sairos, or are we not particular? What's going on?
Does that mean we're not particular about checking him?
That's what it sounds like. That's the Gemara's kasha. On the one hand, you tell me he's got to have produced shtei sairos, and then you say, well, we're not particular, we don't need to check. Well, I don't understand. Do we need to check, or we don't need to check? What's going on?
I think we're splitting hairs here.
We are a little bit. Says the Gemara. La'asuye mai. So what is this coming to include? And we have this rather cryptic brisa, which says on the one hand, you've got to have shtei sairos. On the other hand, it says, but we don't check. So what's going on? Says the Gemara la'asuye mai. What is that coming to include? Lav la'asuye cotton poireach. It must be coming to include our case. In other words, he is not yet of age. He does, however, have shtei sairos. And what does it mean? Ein medaktekim. So look at the top Rashi. Ein medaktekin boy im bo lichlal shonim oiloi. That's what it means. Means we don't check whether or not it has become of age. Umahin shonim, and what does age mean? As we know, yud gimel shonim v'yom echad, 13 years and one day. So according to Rashi, the way that you must read this brisa is as follows. Yes, the child has to have produced shtei sairos. If he has done so, ein medaktekin, I do not need to now check his age.
This can be a little indelicate, though. How do we go about checking this? I mean, we're not going to intrude on the child's privacy, are we?
Enochanami. So we're talking about some reason that we know. Although we did discuss a whole shayla last week with the Rabbi Yashiv and the Sefer Torah, maybe Rabbi Yashiv said, you do have to check, but you're right. Under ordinary circumstances, however it is, we know. Ein medaktekin, according to Rashi, does not mean that we don't check the shtei sairos, but rather it means we don't check the age. We don't check the age. That's what it means, according to Rashi. Now, we began seeing last time, and I'd like to now bring this to a close. Let's have a look again at the Tosfos, the last Tosfos on the previous Omud. Kotn Poireach Mezamnin Olav. And before we see the Tosfos, let's just explain what is the main problem that Tosfos has with Rashi, and why, as a result, he learns otherwise. Whenever the Gemara says this word that's used over here, la'asuye, what does la'asuye mean? La'asuye means to bring or to include. I don't need to include something if I've mentioned it specifically. So if I say to you, here, come into my house and you can take an apple from a fridge. You can't say, that comes to include apples. It's not coming to include apples. Apples were stated specifically. But if I would say to you, come and take a fruit from my fridge, a fruit, you can say it comes to include apples because it wasn't mentioned specifically. But it's including apples. But you cannot say, when I instruct you, come to the fridge and take an apple, that includes apples. That doesn't include apple, you've said apple clearly. This is the big problem with Rashi. The Gemara says, la'asuye cotton peireach. Now, according to Rashi, what was a cotton peireach? A cotton peireach, he has shtei sairos, he just doesn't have shonim. Go back to the Braisa. What did the Braisa say? The Braisa says, if a child has shtei sairos, then that is okay. And we don't check on him. It means we don't check the years. So what did the Gemara say? The Braisa that says if he's got shtei sairos is coming to include a cotton peireach. But according to Rashi, a cotton peireach is a child with shtei sairos. That's not included. That's mentioned explicitly. The word la'asuye always comes to include something which is not stated clearly. And if, according to Rashi, cotton peireach means a child who has produced shtei sairos, then how on earth can you say that the Braisa that talks absolutely clearly about a child is including a cotton peireach? It's not including about it. That's what it's talking about. Therefore, Tosas is extremely unhappy with Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, and Tosas is forced to learn that cotton peireach must be talking about something else. What that something else is, we'll see in a moment. But whatever that something else is, it's not mentioned clearly in the Braisa. And if it's not mentioned clearly in the Braisa, then we understand. That's what the Gemara says. Even though it's not mentioned clearly, but it is also included. So let's have a look at Tosfos now. Katan Pereach Mazamnin Olov, Pirish Rashi, Shehevi Shtei Cyrus. Tosus is quoting Rashi as having said that what does it mean, a Katan Pereach? It means a child who has produced Shtei Cyrus, but Vaadain lo yegia lugayud gimel shana v'yoy me'achod, but he has not yet reached of age of 13 years. V'loi nahira, says Tosus, this does not appear to be correct. Why not? Dim came, because if so, amai omor besomuch, why did we say a little bit later on, quote unquote, la'asuye katan poireach, quote unquote, but hainu, surely that is shehevi shtei sairois, that is exactly bringing shtei sairois dektoni bebraisa behedya, which is stated in the braisa absolutely clearly. So what do you mean it's included? It's not included, as if to say there's some hint to the braisa in this, a hint in the braisa to this case. It's not a hint, it's mentioned black and white. Says Tosus, Al Kain Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam learns completely different. Rabbeinu Tam learns that actually the cotton pereach is not mevi shtei sairis. What is it? Says Tosus, what it is cotton pereach betoich yud gimel shana. Yes, we're talking about he is within the 13 years, he's not yet 13 years old. I agree with Rashi on that count. Va'adayin loy hevi shtei sairois yeduhois. This is the main word, yeduhois. It has not, he has not yet produced two classic shtei sairois. What does that mean, classic shtei sairois? She'enon gedoilois, the hairs, although they are present, but they're not that large. What does large mean? She'enon gedoilois, they are not large enough, kedei lochuf roishon le'ikron. Are you able to bend the top of the hair to the root? In other words, imagine a hair begins growing. As we know, you've just had a fresh, clean shave, and the hair begins growing. Now, when that hair is 2 millimeters long, it's not long enough to bend back. But when the hair gets longer, then you can, in theory, take that hair and bend the head of it all the way back to the root. It looks like an N, the letter N. Lahalacha, when we talk about shtei sairois, they have to be of that length. They have to be long enough for them to be able to be bended, the head, the roish, back to the ikar, back to the root. And we're talking about that these hair are not yet that length. Adayin loyhevi shtei sairois yeduois. We haven't yet got two classic shtei sairois, in other words, she'enon gedoilois, they are not large enough, kidei lochuf roishon le'ikron, in order to bend, lochuf is to bend, they're not long enough to bend the roish, the end of the hair, le'ikron, back to its root, she'kein hu shiurom, because that indeed is the classic shear, Olahochi kori le, and that's why we call it, quote unquote, poireach. Because what does the word poireach mean? Sheporuchu v'tzomuchu boisaires. They have begun to sprout. Like a perach. A perach is a flower. A flower is a tree which hasn't yet completely grown, but it's begun to sprout. So the word katan pereach, says Tosus, is referring to when the hairs, albeit exist, but only at the beginning of the process. Aval einon gedoylois kol hashur, but they have not yet grown to the full length that would be considered the correct shear. Now that Tosus has defined for us cotton pireach, Tosus will now show us how you plug that back into the Gemara. It turns out, Moirav Rabbi Yisai, we have an enormous machloikas, Rashi and Tosus. According to Rashi, we're talking about a child, albeit he's not yet 13, but he has produced shtei sairis, and presumably that means the correct length. Classic shtei sairis. According to Tosfos, there's a small but very significant difference. We're talking about a child who, yes, has not reached of age, but he has not either produced shtei sairis yeduos, or rather, it's just a poireach. It's the beginning of the sprouting of the two hairs. So what is the halachic significance of that? So the Gemara initially tells us, in the name of Reb Yochanan, that a cotton poireach can be included for zimun. Says Tosus, this is now what the Gemara is teaching us. Says Tosus, v'hashta anal hochi pirushoi. This is the explanation of the Gemara. Omrit, you said, the first part of the braisa says, quote unquote, heavy. What does the word heavy mean? Right. The child has produced, it sounds like, fully fledged sairis. The mashmos is heavy. So yes, he has indeed produced the two sairis. And that was the Gemara's kasha. Mashma heavy is dafka. It's mashma that yes, we absolutely have to be particular that there is indeed there the shtei sairis. Problem is, v'hodar ketoni, and then you go and state, quote unquote, ein medaktikim b'kotten. We don't check up the cotton. What does that mean? The mashma afiru loy heavy. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the first line of the braisa sounds like, yes, it's important that he's produced the shtei sairis. And then you say, no, actually, we don't need to check at all. It sounds like, no, he doesn't need to produce the shtei sairis. So what's going on? Does he or doesn't he? And that's what the Gemara says. Elo shma mino la'asuye kotten poireach. Oh, it's very good now. It's coming to include a cotton poireach. What does that mean? It's coming to include a cotton poireach. You cannot say, remember, this was the big kash on Rashi. You cannot say that cotton poireach is mentioned absolutely specifically. It's not. Because what did the beginning of the braisa say? Hevi shtei sairis. Now, what is hevi shtei sairis? How is that normally translated? That's normally translated as two full sairis. Says the Gemara, actually, this is including, although not mentioned specifically, but it's including a case where they are not full sairis, rather, it's only a cotton poireach. He's only got those tiny, small sprouted hairs. So that when the braisa says, hevi shtei sairis, albeit that we would have initially thought to translate literally, and that means fully fledged sairis, but the end of the braisa that says, ein medaktikin, what does that mean, ein medaktikin? That teaches me how, in fact, I should learn the opening part of the braisa. Ein medaktikin means, but you don't need to check the length of the hair. Oh, I see what you mean. You mean when we said hevi shtei sairis, it actually doesn't mean fully fledged sairis. It's coming to include the cotton poireach, says Tosfos, va'osi sefer. So it turns out that the sefer, when it says that you do not check up, legeluye resha, it's being megale to me how you must understand the resha, i.e., dema shehu oimer bereisha, that which it said in the Reisha, quote unquote, Hevi shtei sairois, what does that in fact mean? Hainu poirchois. Don't make the mistake of thinking that you've got to translate literally that shtei sairois literally means fully fledged sairois. It doesn't mean that. It means poirchois she'enon sairois mamash. They are not fully fledged sairois ukadapirish. The child has only entered his 13th year, which really means he's 12 years old. He's in the 13th year, at which point we do not expect there to be fully fledged sairos. Even the minimal length of sairos will be okay for purposes of Zimun.
How do we know that Rashi doesn't think the same thing?
Because Rashi on the last Rashi says, on the last Rashi, Shehevi Simonim. The last Rashi on the page, Hevi Simonim. If Rashi doesn't add that critical detail of that they are undersized, then the assumption and the understanding is they are fully fledged Simonim. So here we have a big machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, we can only incorporate the cotton when he has fully fledged Sairos. According to Tosfos, no, you do not need fully fledged. Once they have begun growing poirchos, that's what it means, cotton poirech, that suffices. And what Tosfos is telling us is that his reading of the Gemara, in Tosfos' opinion, is far better than that of Rashi's. Why? Because now we know what the Gemara means, la'asuye. It's coming to include. It's not mentioned specifically. To the contrary. When the Brisa says, hevi shtei sairos, I would definitely be excused for thinking that what does that mean? Shtei Cyrus means a fully fledged Cyrus. Says the Gemara, no, it's coming to include, albeit not mentioned clearly, even if they are not fully fledged Cyrus.
Isn't the bigger machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, what you have to check or what you don't have to check? Rashi would say you don't have to check years. Tosfos would say you don't have to check the hairs.
All right, that's the result of the machlokas, correct. According to Rashi, where we're talking about fully fledged simonim, so obviously a medaktakin must mean we don't need to check the age. But according to Tosfos, no, forget age. Nobody's talking about age over here. We're talking about shtei sairos, and you do not need to check whether they have reached full length. Says Tosfos in conclusion, v'im toima, v'ha omrin on le'el, didn't we say above, cotton, hamutl ba'arisa, a child who is lying in his crib, oisin, oisoi, sniff, can be used to join forces for a zimun. So what's going on? Why are we busy discussing a cotton who does have years, who does have shtei sairos, who doesn't have shtei sairos? Isn't it all irrelevant? The Gemara said in the beginning of the sugya quite clearly that even a child in a crib, a few days old, can also join forces with a zimun. Yesh loima, tohosam, airi ba'asara. There is talking about to be the 10th man in the zimun where the zimun already exists. Vahocha, mairi b'shloisha. Whereas over here is talking about 3. So to produce a zimun, that's when you've got to be at a later stage of development. To merely join forces with a pre-existing Zimun to be the 10th man, even a young child, at least the beginning of the Gemara tells us, can join forces, says Tosfos in conclusion, Oi, Shema, Pligi, Ahadodi. Says Tosfos, alternatively, maybe these two statements are in fact arguing with each other. So if the beginning of the sugya says that you can incorporate a child in a crib, and the end of the sugya tells us that you've got to have shtei sairos, yes, maybe it's actually a machlekas. First approach in Tosfos is that there's no machlekas. One's talking about 10, one's talking about 3. Second approach in Tosfos is, yeah, actually you might be right. Maybe it really is a machlekas after all. Okay. Now let's move on in the Gemara, because we need finally to bring this sugya to a conclusion. We saw many cases mentioned in the Gemara of you can produce a zimun even when I actually don't have three people. So one of them, maybe this case, a child who's underage. If you remember, we had a very strange case where it says that you can, if you have 10 people, but actually it's not 10, it's 9, but it looks like 10, either because they're very tightly packed or because they're dispersed. Or the Gemara says, if you have 2 Talmidei Chachamim, Mafalpul Bahalacha, then that could be a Zimun, many, 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 many cases. So let's bring this all to a conclusion. Says the Gemara on the top line, V'les Hilchasa Kechol Hani Shmeitza. All of these halachas that we have learned are not la halacha. So we don't paskin any of these halachas. There it is. V'les Hilchasa Kechol Hani Shmeitza. The halacha does not follow any of the above. Anything we've said until now, the various cases, is actually not la halacha. Ela, rather the following case. Ki ha da oma Rav Nachman. And we'll see there's a discussion how to learn this as well. Ela ki ha da oma Rav Nachman. Katan ha yoideya le mi mevarachim. When discussing what age of a child, what age, what type of child can join a zimun? The answer is, it's got to be a katan. Does he know whom, in fact, he is blessing when he benches? If he does, then mezamenin olav, then indeed you can make a zimun incorporating him as well. He's got to be Yoideya Lemi Mavarachim. Now the Gemara demonstrates this with a story. The Gemara says, Abaya Varava. Abaya and Rava, and the Mefarshim explain, we're talking about when Abaya and Rava themselves were young children. So here we have a little inkling, a little insight. What did Abaya and Rava look like when they were young? Abaya and Rava have a Yosvi Kamei de Rabba, were sitting on one occasion in front of Rabba. Amalehu Rabba, so Rabba said to them, Lami Mavarachin. He tested them. Let's see if these young children know to whom are you, who are you addressing when you bench? Omri lay, so they both said to him, Le Rachmana. Rachmana always means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the merciful one. To which he asked them, V'Rachmana Heicha Yosef, and where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting, as it were? So, how do they respond to that second question? Rava Achvi. Rava showed, he pointed, L'shmei Talala. Rashi says one word, Talala is the gag, the roof. In other words, he pointed upwards towards the roof. Abaya did slightly different. Abaya Nofak Libra, Abaya went outside. And Achve Klape Shemaya, and he pointed towards the heavens. So it's pretty much the same as Rava, but Rava did so inside, Abai did so outside. Omalohu Rabba, so Rabba was highly impressed with them. And Rabba says, Tarvaichu, both of you, Rabbonon Havitu. You're going to end up big Rabbonin, big Tamidei Chachamim. Hainu da omri inshi, and this is what people say, there's a turn of phrase, butsin, butsin, mikatfe yediyah. Butsin is a pumpkin, Mikatfe means from its sap. From its sap, yadia is known. In other words, when you see the beginning, the source of the pumpkin, you know how the pumpkin will turn out. So he was saying about these children, when you see the children in their early development stage and you see that they're fully aware of who they are blessing, then clearly big things are going to emerge from them. Says Rashi. What's that one, Rashi? Go to Butzim, Dala'as. A pumpkin, the istagarsi mikatfe. What does that mean? The kataf who srafo ilon. Srafo ilon is the sap of a tree, kloima. What it means is, misho'o shehu choynit. From when it begins to bud. V'yoytse mitoicha sraf, and now starts emerging from that sap. Nikar, it'll be recognizable im yeh toiv, if it'll end up good. That's the early stage, is a clear indicator of how it will end up. So too, these children, it's a clear indicator now that they will turn out to be Gedolei Yisrael. Now, that essentially is the end of the sugya. There is a very lengthy tesis over here, which we're going to attempt tomorrow, if not all of it, but at least some of it, because this is Mamish Negei Halacha Lemaisa. So, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, the last day of Hanukkah, we'll have an attempt at this tesis in this session.
Shukar.
Okay. Great day. Great stove. Hanukkah Sameach.